Yom Kippur, from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, the Aseret you made tshuva, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making the Gezeirah Din. He writes it on Yom Kippur and he makes the Chesima on Yom Kippur. So he makes up by then, it's Nigzar, how much money you're going to make this year. You're going to make 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, it's up gemacht. You're going to make this amount of money. You can't make more than that, you're not going to make a penny less. Chutz, excluding, Mehoitzoyis, Shabbosis, Vyoitzoyis, Yom Tovim, Vyoitzoyis, B'nei L'Talmud Torah. Excluding these expenses. The money you spend for Shabbos, for Oynik Shabbos, the money you spend for Simchas Yom Tov, or the money you spend that your kids should learn Torah, that you get paid back, like the Gemara before said. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Bani, we'll borrow money and I'll pay you back. In other words, it's not on your cheshbon. You're up gemach to make $30,000 this year. That's excluding the money you're spending for Shabbos. If you're chachem and spend a lot of money for Shabbos, so the Eibush is going to give you another $20,000, $10,000, what you need for Shabbos. If you don't spend the money on Shabbos, you're not going to get the extra money. Like the Gemara says, Shem pochos personoi. If you're going to be stingy on Shabbos and not spend the money, you won't get it back. Hashem won't give you any extra money. V'yim hoisif, for lo yitzu, you take HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eitzim, and you borrow money from people and you use the money to cover Shabbos, so you're spending the money to cover Shabbos, you should know, moisif aloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you extra money. You'll get the extra money. You're supposed to make 20, now you make 25,000. Because you need the extra 5,000 for Shabbos, for Yom Tov, and for Yitzu's bundle of Talmud Torah. Rashi, exactly how much money you going to make this year, Hashem makes up on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Throughout the year, make sure not to stop waste money. Don't just throw away money. So you see, for this year, you're going to get 30,000, that's it. So if you're going to take your first 10,000 and throw it away, the rest of the year you're only going to get another $20,000. You're going to be broke before you know it. Therefore, be very careful and don't stop wasting money. This is it. That's what you're going to have for this year. Chutz meretzoy shabosis. Oysa loy poskoloy. That Hashem did not make up how much you're going to get on Rosh Hashanah. No, poskoloy mashi stakul tzorchem hechen tzvotua. El lefi mashi rogo mamsiloy lishor liachashor. How much you spend on a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, that's how much Hashem will give you. Poskoloy loy klayma. If you only spend a little money, you'll only get a little money for it. Slamish, there's a very interesting Gemara here. So they once said over, I think the Esther of Aaron's itself, they used to say over Zoy that a person for Shabbos can go to the hotel every Shabbos. You should leave your house, go to the hotel every Shabbos, go to the biggest hotel in the world, and spend $1,000 one day, Hashem pays it back. So he wanted to say there's a Gedara to how much you could spend. The Gemara just means you shouldn't be stingy. Now, on your madrega, how much you usually spend? You go to the store, Samol, you buy something for a dollar. The covered Shabbos, spend $1.50, spend $2. In other words, don't be stingy. If you have a doubt to buy that or buy that, the covered Shabbos, go and buy it already. Buy the nicer, buy something better. But to go out of your gvul, mama's jump into a different gvul, maybe that you don't have a right to. Who are then for Yom Tov brought down? All right, turn over. Who are then for Yom Tov also? Simchas Yom Tov. And then once asked Rebecca Kamenetsky, what about if you want to buy clothing, you want to buy your wife a dress for Yom Tov? Does that also go into its first Yom Tov? You want to say, yeah. So because you'll be a smart person, then you let her buy a whole wardrobe on Yom Tov. Let her buy 5 dresses of the covered Yom Tov, and she uses it for the rest of the year. And whatever she spends, the covered Yom Tov, that's not on your cheshbon. That's not Kodesh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. He gives you extra money for the money you spend on Yom Tov. And like this should be the biggest, Kodesh should be the biggest appeal for a yeshiva. Yeshiva should say this Gemara to everybody, all the people, they're playing, they don't have money to pay tuition. But the Gemara says, here, look, with the money you're paying for tuition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays you back. Shreya Meister, why we don't pay tuition? Now you say, maybe it's all the tuition that's not only for Talmud Torah, maybe you're paying for English also, if English maybe Hashem doesn't pay you for. Maybe for English department. So maybe you only have to pay halfway, that's why you get a break. Only for the Talmud Torah, it says here. For English, or they pay you for lunch, or they pay them time to beat up the kids, time to kids, not their own pets, they're not paid for. If you only pay for Malamed, when you pay for Malamed, that's not on your cheshbon, not comes Min HaShemayim. Right. Omer Bavua, my crew, where's the pasuk for this Yisoid? The pasuk says, Tiko Ba'choydish Shoifer, blow the Shoifer, Ba'kestel Yom Chagenu, is a Zeo Chag on which Yom Tiv, Shehachoydish Mitzchasaboy, that the Levon of the moon is still covered up. In other words, it's the first day of the Chodesh. that you don't see the moon so well yet. Rashi says, Vaitig Mor Rosh Hashanah says that you don't see the Levona the first day. Rashi says, Shachurish Mitzchasabai, Shalavona Mitzchasabai, the Levona is covered up. Shaina Nirus Lecholov, not everybody can see the moon. Ela Shachris, only in the morning, Liyeshve Mizrach, people sitting on, living on the east. The Arvas, and at night, Liyeshve Marv. Could you have a Rosh Hashanah? Esrim V'yarba Shoyish Metchasasira. The 24 hours that the moon is covered up at the beginning of the Chodesh. Or Mr. Shem will see the next Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Rakol Ponim, which Yom Tov comes out on the first day of Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, that's Rosh Hashanah. Heviyom Ezer Rosh Hashanah. Ochsev, it says by this Pasuk, Yichayt Li Yisrael Hu, Mishpat Elokei Yaakov. Yichayt Li Yisrael means there'll be panos, there'll be food teeth for Klai Yisrael. But the more my mashma the high chayk lishin the mizainu. How do we know from this pasuk it's talking about the chayk? It's talking about the mizainus. In other words, the mizainus of a person is eskapaskin on Rosh Hashanah. The estiv the pasuk says the ochlu es chukam ashenosan hem paro. They ate the chukam is they ate the mizainus the food that paro gave them. The lashon of chayk goes on mizainus. The also the chayk the yisraelu means on Rosh Hashanah. That's the chayk. That's the time that the Kodesh Baruch Hu makes up the exact amount of money that you're going to make throughout the whole year. Mazutra says from here, Hatrifeni lechem chuki. That lechem chuki means lechem, if it goes on lechem, food, chuki. So chuki means food. So also, the post before, Kichayk Yisrael Hu, means on Rosh Hashanah, the big Zvadin of how much money Panos lasts throughout the whole year. Tanya Omru Olav al Shammai Hazokin. It was said about Shammai Hazokin that Kol Yom of all the days of his life, every day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever he ate, he ate the covered Shabbos. How do you do this? If he found a nice beima on Sunday, I'm leaving this over for Shabbos. Then Monday, on Monday he found a nice animal. He left over the second one. He ate the first one. So that was his madrega. That every day he ate the covered Shabbos. But he used to leave over things the covered Shabbos. The reason why he ate the first animal on Sunday, in order that the better animal should be left over for Shabbos. The Shabbos. It comes out what he ate on Sunday was the covered Shabbos. In other words, by eating the less nicer one on Sunday, you're able to leave over the nicer one for Shabbos. That's called the whole week eating the covered Shabbos. That's by Shammai Halacha. Abul Hilulazokin Mida Cheresoisa. He had a different midah, a much harder madrega to keep. His hilul's madrega that shekol ma'isav l'shem shemayim. Everything he did the whole week was done l'shem shemayim. So trash l'shem shemayim, boy teyach, he had bitochin. Shef his daman loy no l'shabbos. Even though he got a nice portion on Sunday, he didn't do like b'shamay to leave it for Shabbos, but right away he had bitochin l'shem. To feel that if Hashem gave me such a nice portion on Sunday, most probably for sure, by Friday I'll have even a better portion. So you see it right now. That's what everything is did with Hashem Shemayim. The Maaseh is a much bigger Madrega. Then the Esther for Kasher, Rashi, and Chumash on this Pasuk brings down the Drosha of Beis Shammai and not the Drosha of Beis Hillel. So the Kasher for Farshim Esther is that we know usually Pasuk like Beis Hillel. So how come Rashi and Chumash brings down the Drosha of Beis Shammai and not Beis Hillel? But some of Farshim want to learn the Pshat is that Beis Shammai's madrega is an easy madrega to do. That's what a normal person could do. You could, whatever you see nice, say, I'm leaving it for Shabbos. That's what you could do. But the Silu's madrega here is too hard for us to do, for a normal person. That's why Rashi didn't want to bring that Pshat in Chumash. Because to do Beis Silu's madrega is, you eat mamash on Sunday. But mamash, you have bitochen shleima, you know, that for sure, I have bitochen Hashem, I'll get this food tomorrow. That's such big bitochen is a very big madrega. That was Hillel's Madregum that Itaka ate every day of the Kovat Shabbos with the fact that he had bitochen. He was Batuach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if I got this today, for sure I'll get something better for Kovat Shabbos. Shenemar Pasuk says, Boruch Hashem Yoim Yoim. Yeah. So every single day used to bless Hashem means he had bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Trashi Yoim Yoim Yamas Lonu Esochenu Betosenu. Like every single day, for sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us what we need. Tanya Namiyochi, we learn this also. Ve'eshama Yoim Yoim. At the first day, Sunday, keep it for Shabbos. Now, if you find something good on Shabbos, on Sunday, leave it for Shabbos. Every day, have a talk on Hashem. You got something nice today, gesundheit, use it today. For Shabbos, for sure Hashem will give me something better for Shabbos. if somebody gives a present to his friend, is ein tzarech ledioi. You don't have to tell the person that you gave it to him. So drashi ein tzarech ledioi, loymar shlo yeze yoshev etoye mechen boi lev dovezeh. Because one swear would be, you have to tell him you gave him the present. Because if you give somebody a present, you don't tell him who gave it to him, he's going to start to wonder, who gave it to me? So maybe you have to tell him. He's telling him, no, you don't have to tell the person. Shenem the pasuk says, Moshe lo yoda ki koron ar ponav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu matana, that mamash a keren or a shining was coming out of him, the Shechina was shining out from him, and Moshe didn't know about it. Shrashi Moshe lo yoda, alma nosla HaKadosh Baruch Hu keren ar ponav, v'lo hediyah, he didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu about it. So you see, you're allowed to give somebody a present even though he doesn't know about it. Meitzvah Yavakasha. The pasuk says, lo da'at, you should know, ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Say, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's mekadish you. And this is going to pasuk on Shabbos. And the pasuk says, es shabsoi set yishmoiru. And then you should know about it, right sani Rashi says, right sani shatidiyam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to tell us, let us know, ma matana chashuban ni mevakash li litlehem. What kind of great present I want to give you. In other words, omole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Moshe! I have a tremendous good present in my treasure house. The Shabbos Shemot, the name of this present is called Shabbos. I want to give this special present I have to Klal Yisrael. Shabbos is only for Kiyosi, Benir, Benechem. It's only nice between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a present Hashem gave us. Leich v'diyo oisom. Go and tell Klal Yisrael about this present. And Nikano Rav Shimon Gamliel, from here, from this maimer, it's mashmum, that you have to tell the person if you give him a present. That hanoyt saint pasta tinnik, if somebody gives a kid a piece of bread, sarach ledioi, limoi, you have to tell his mother that you gave it to him. So mashmi afaked, if you give a present, you have to notify them that you did it. And Rashi says, omitaychach yodu oviv imoishu ayavom, vetar bechib of reyes b'Yisrael. The thing to tell the person is that you make people love you. You'll make Ava V'yach from Klal Yisrael. If I give you a present and I notify you, so you know now that I like you, I love you, we'll act nice, and you'll act nice back to me, so you make Ava V'yach from Klal Yisrael. So there is an inyan to tell somebody when you give them a present. So what's trying the first Gemara that we said you don't have to tell? Like Hashem did not tell Moshe that he's giving him this present of Koran or Ponov. So my answer is Poshit. Loikash Shehova Ma'atona De'avid L'Gluyeh. One is a present that eventually you'll find out about it. Like here by Moshe Rabbeinu. Eventually he's for sure going to find out that he has the Shechina shining out of him. So he's going to find out about it, so Hashem didn't have to tell him right now. Eventually for sure he'll find out about it. But a present that you won't find out about it, then you have to tell the person. Like Rashi says, in order to make Abba V'yachva. Fred Gemara, Shabbos Nami, Ma'atonim Le'avid L'Gluyeh. What do you mean? Shabbos will be found out about it. When Klal Yisrael is going to have the mitzvah to keep Shabbos, they're going to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a new mitzvah Shabbos. So how come before Hashem gave the mitzvah Shabbos, Hashem had to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, go and tell Klal Yisrael, I want to give you a present. Why do you have to tell them? This is a present that we'll find out about it. And with the Gemara, Matin Tzchara Le'avid L'Gluyeh, the tremendous amount of tzchara of reward that we get for keeping Shabbos, that we will know about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go tell Klal Yisrael that for Shemira Shabbos you receive a tremendous amount of schar. Omama, before we learned that Nikan Omer Shem Gamliel, that a nice saint passed the tinnik, if he gives some bread to a kid, Sarach Ladi Lima, you have to tell his mother about it. My Avodlei, what do you do? Like you don't see his mother, is Shayef Le Mishcha, smear some oil on the kid, or else Mol Le Kuchla, put some paint on the kid's face. In other words, when the kid will go home, the mother's going to ask him, who did this to you? How come you have paint? How come you have oil on you? The kid will come to tell the mother what happened, that a man gave me a present. So the Marv of Idna, but nowadays, the Chashim Likshofim, we're afraid you're a kishif, you're a witchcraft, if you do that, if you put some oil or some paint on the kid's face. Therefore, my, what should you do now to let the mother should know you gave the kid a present? If you give the kid some ice cream to eat, shmir the ice cream on his face. So Melu, when he goes home, the mother's going to ask him, why do you got to ask him on your face for? So she'll tell him, Chaim Yankel gave me an ice cream. So Melu, they'll come to like Chaim Yankel. Om Rav Yechon, Mishum Rav Shimon Yechoi, Ko Mitzvah, She'nosam Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. All the mitzvahs that Hashem gave Klal Yisrael, Nosam Lehem HaFahestia. Hashem gave him HaFahestia, everybody knew about it. All, even the Goyim knew about it also. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first took the Torah and went to all the Umos Ha'olam. Everybody knew about the mitzvahs. Chutz Mishabbos. Excluding mitzvah Shabbos, shenosam lehem betzina. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave privately only to Klal Yisrael. Shenem of the pasuk says, Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Oy si li'olam. this is a special sign of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, that's all. It was given b'tzinnah to Klal Yisrael and not to the rest of the world. For the Gemara, Yehoch, if so, Goyim should not get punishment for not doing the mitzvahs. So Rashi learns that the Anan Ashkon, that Shechoz HaKodesh Baruch Hu on Shinal HaTorah, that HaKodesh Baruch Hu will give the Goyim an Einish for not keeping the Torah. So the Mashar is, but we know Shabbos is something that a Goy is not allowed to keep. A Goy Sheshavas on Shabbos is Chayiv Mitzah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. A Goy is not allowed to rest on Shabbos. So what do you mean they'll get an Einish for not keeping Shabbos? So Mashar says for this Gufa, if a Goy rests on Shabbos, he gets an Einish. Because Halacha of Shabbos is, the Goy is not allowed to rest on Shabbos. If a Goy wants to keep Shabbos, it's Chayiv Mitzah. So the Gemara is asking now, if a Goy that wants to rest, why did he get Mitzah? He doesn't know about Shabbos. It was a Zach only given to Klal Yisrael. Goyim should not get an Einish for Shabbos. So Gemara answers, Shabbos oidiyu oidinu. The Yetzer Mitzvah Shabbos, to keep Shabbos, that he knew, that everybody knew about it. Even the Goyim know about Shabbos, and therefore the Goyim know they are not allowed to keep Shabbos. Of a matin tzchorolei oidinu. How much reward you get for Shabbos, that he didn't tell everybody, that he only told Klal Yisrael. The boy is saying, another teretz says, Matan Schor is not the Odinu. No, HaKadosh Baruch even told everybody, even the Goyim, about how much reward you will get for keeping Shabbos. That was before when he went around to give them the Torah. But they did not accept it. So now the Torah was only given to Klal Yisrael, only Klal Yisrael has the mitzvah Shabbos, not the Goyim. So everybody knew about the tremendous reward for keeping Shabbos. But Neshama Yisrael lo Yodinu. But that on Shabbos we have a special Neshama Yisrael, an extra Neshama we get on Shabbos, that he didn't tell the Goyim, that only Klal Yisrael knows about. The Yom Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Neshama Yisrael, Neis Nekodesh Baruch Hu B'yodim Erev Shabbos. Hashem gives us a special Neshama on Erev Shabbos. Ulo Maisoi Shabbos, Noitle Maisoi Menu. And right after Shabbos, Hashem takes it away. Shenema Shabbos Vayinofash. Kivin Sheshabbos, right after Shabbos, is Vay of the Nofash. Oyvei, the Neshama went away. So in the Santa Rashi, Rashi says, what's called the Neshama Yisrael? Rashi says, Neshama Yisrael. Reich of Levi, you have a wide heart. Limnucha to rest. Or the Simcha to be happy. V'lias pasuach l'rvocha, you'll have a wide open stomach. V'yoicha v'yishta, you'll be able to eat a lot and drink a lot on Shabbos. V'yenavsha kotzlov, you won't be disgusted. As early in the middle of the week, you start pressing off three portions of cholin, it doesn't go in. Your stomach can't take it in the middle of the week then. But on Shabbos Kodesh, you have a big Nisham Yisera, you have a big stomach, so you can take five portions of cholin and go in, you have a lot of portions to eat. It's going to be some other word, that's the Nisham Yisera. We always know Nisham Yisera means the Dover Shabbat Kedusha, Yad Moshech at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here Rashi and Miri also says like that. That Nisham Yisera is, you'll be able to have a bigger stomach, you'll be able to eat more stuff goes in. But the Yisrael is, the Yisrael is Shabbos like this. The Yisrael is Shabbos is the Makor HaKadusha. Shabbos is Kodesh, is a Pshat is that it teaches us, even the Gashmias that we do, is also Kedusha. Now, Shabbos has so much Kedusha to it that even the food that we eat on Shabbos is supposed to be L'Kavod Shabbos. L'Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Now, even the Achila that we do on Shabbos also has Kedusha to it. It's also eating for the purpose of being Oineg and doing mitzvahs and being happy on Shabbos. So therefore, the Neshama Yisrael lets us even do the Chol, the Gashmias on Shabbos, also which is Mekadesh the Gashmias. In other words, not just time to have a big teach five portions of cholm. That's no. But what you're eating on Shabbos should have Kedusha and Etzem eating itself. And therefore, it's a different type of eating on Shabbos. And for this type, you have to have a wider heart, a bigger Neshama Yisrael. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Oysa Adem Tashim Erev Yom Tov. The mitzvah of Erev Tashilin is that Erev Yom Tov is Thursday and Friday. So Wednesday, Erev Yom Tov, put aside a special tafshul, a special food, that with this you'll be able to cook weiter on Friday for Shabbos. Omer Abaye, lo yishanim al tafshul. You have to evolve your food. The tafshul means something that you cooked. Avo pas loy, but leave over bread. Bread can't be good for Erev Tashilin. Maishin apas loy, what's wrong with bread? Elaine, if you want to tell me, midi dimalefta binan, you have to have something that you usually eat with bread. But it's not the bread itself. It has to be like meat or fish. Drashi de Malefes, Lifton Bina de Mucha Milsa Shosh L'Shabbos. It has to be something Nick you're doing L'Kavod Shabbos. Bread you have on Friday also. So it has to be like fish or meat. For the Opas Milafto, and bread is not something you eat with other bread. You don't use it like to make the bread taste better. So Rashi says, Hilkach Le Mucha Milsi Shrebecho Yayin Yeshlechem. Every day you eat bread. So to have more bread today is not Nick you're doing L'Kavod Shabbos. For the Gemara, that's the reason why you can't use bread. You have to use like a fish or an egg. Now, the Zoyv, high dice, the cereal, namid loy melifta. cereal is also made from wheat. It's like wheat and wheat. It's also not something that you eat to make the bread taste good. The Yomer Rav Zera said, Hani Bavloi, people living in Bavel, tipshoi. They're like tipshin fools. The Achlin Hamam Ben Hamam. They eat bread with bread. If you want to be a smart guy, eat bread and shmir something good on the bread. But not bread with bread. Because they used to eat cereal with bread. It's Ainuach. Cereal is wheat and bread is wheat. That's nothing. So you see, wheat or cereal is not something that's malafis, makes the bread taste good. Sakam, you could use daisa for Erev Tashilim. The Yomer Rav Nechunya Bat Chaya Mishmei Davayim Arvim Badaisa. You could use daisa cereal for Erev Tashilim. So Bezoi, what's wrong with task? You see, you don't need something to malafton, something that makes the bread taste good. Elamidid Lashkiach Binim. As far as you have to have something that you usually don't have. Now it's bread that you have every day of the week. So by making extra bread on Wednesday, it's not like you're doing anything special to cover Shabbos. Mashiach doesn't make a special food or any type of a food that's not so shchiach as bread that you could do for an Erev Tashilim. Therefore, daisa is also good. Right, opa shchiach. Mashiach is bread, yeah, very often. That's not nikkud being done in the same Erev Tashilim. More, the daisa la shchiach. Mashiach and daisa, that's not shchiach. Therefore, daisa cereal is good. Ika the army, something like this. Omer Abaye Abaye says, Loi shonu el a tafshul. It's only learned that a tafshul, like a tafshul means either meat or fish or eggs. Avo pasloi, but bread is no good for Erev Tashilim. My time, what's wrong with bread? Eloi, but the meat is if you need something that you don't, usually you don't have, bread you have, o pashrich, and bread you have every single day. So it's not nikkur, we don't see believing over the pas. You want to make anything special, cover Shabbos, for a daisa lashricha. Cereal is also not shchich. The Yomer of Nechumya Baschaya Mishmeh Dabaya Ein Marvin Badaisa. You're not allowed to use cereal, wheat cereal, for Erev Tashilim. Ah, you don't have it so often, wheat cereal. So you see, it's not of course something that you don't have so often. Even something that's not so often is also it's also. So what's the issue? What's good and what's not good? El midi de malefes binin. You have to have something that you eat with the bread. It has to be like a fish or an egg that you eat with bread. Upas le malafta. Bread doesn't make other bread taste good. Vedaisa namaloy malafta. And cereal also doesn't make bread taste good. So you have to have something that's eaten with the bread. Yom Reb Zera, Hani Bavloi, people living in Bavel, Tipshoi, ya fools. The Yachlan Hamma Ben Hamma. They eat bread with cereal, it's the same thing. You don't eat bread and bread. If you want to be smart, eat bread with something else that makes it taste good. Toni Rebbe Chia, Adoshim, if you have these lentils, Shebeshuli Kedera, after you cooked up your cholin, you have the bottom lentils, the bottom cholin that's left in the pot. On the bottom of the pot. Is Saimach Ola Mishum Eruv Tashilin. You're allowed to be Saimach on that. The bottom of the pot is also good for Eruv Tashilin. As Chiddush is, I would think maybe it's something you're going to throw out. It's not something choshev. Maybe you can't leave it over on Wednesday, L'shem Mitzvah Erev Tashilin. Kamash Malon, yes. But Ani Minu Diyisbei Kazayas. Providing there's a Kazayas left over in the bottom of the pot, the Kazayas left over you could use an Erev Tashilin. Om Rav Yitzchok, Bred Rav Yehuda. Sham Nune Shagab Yasakin. If you have fat, you cut a lot of meat, and you have a lot of fat left over on the knife, is Garoy, scrape off all this fat, and you could use this fat on Wednesday, leave over this fat to shame it's Erev Tashilim. The Hani immediately went as he said, Yisbu Kazayas. He had a lot of fatty meat there, so he had a big Kazayas, a Kazayas worth of fat left over. So that it's also Chiddush. Even though fat must stand by itself, you don't eat, but since it's edible with other things, it's called food, you can leave it over for an Erev Tashilim. Omer Avasi Amarav, Dogim Kitanim Meluchim. If you have small, salty fish, you should know, ain't them mishum b'shulin ochim. There's no issue of goyim come to cook it up. Because small, salty fish, you could eat raw. You don't have to cook it up. It could be eaten raw. And the klal is anything that you could eat raw, there's no issue of bishalakim. Shirashi, ain't them mishum b'shulin ochim. Shigozu chachomim b'shulin ochim mishum chasnis. The Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to eat food that goyim cook, because they don't want you to intermarry with them. V'yal shenecho k'moy shuchai, something that's eaten raw, like gozru al b'shulim. Even if the goyim cook it up, it's mutter, because since it could be eaten raw. V'chivu l'necho k'moy shuchai, ain't bishul d'loyahani midi. Then we don't say the cooking helps so much, because you could have eaten it raw. You don't have so much enjoyment from the guy, you won't come to the marriage with him. So the chiddush here is salted, small, salty fish also. You could eat raw. So therefore, even if a guy cooks it up for you, it's mutter to eat. And Amar Rav Yosef, if a guy roasted this fish, you're allowed to use it for an Erev Tashilin. In other words, that's the same Chiddush. Since you're allowed to eat it, there's no wisdom bishalakim on it, you're allowed to use it for an Erev Tashilin. Let's say the guy took this fish and he puts flour on top of it to make like a pancake out of it, then also, then it's also to use for an Erev Tashrilin. And it's also to eat also. But the more pshita, of course it's also. Without, he puts flour there now, so come to say, the guy cooks the flour here. So since he cooks something and flour he can't eat raw, so there's an instant bishalakim on it. The Rashi, the kemach einecha kumayshukai, you can't eat raw flour. The figure is yeshu mishu mishu nochim. And Mestam, this doesn't come under the category of pas, it's not called bread. By pas sakim, there's a special heter of pas sakim. Alechim yichyodim. But here it's not pas, it's just you have the flour in this fish, the fish cake here. So since there's flour there in the fish cake, and the flour you can't eat raw, so now that the guy cooked up this fish cake with flour, it's also if you eat it. The mouth sheet, of course it's also. There's flour now, the guy cooked up flour. Now the time I would have thought, Harrison the Iker. The Iker of the fish cake is the fish. And therefore the flour should be